Coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas.
Coming to you live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Amarillo, Texas.
You might be wondering, why are you in Amarillo, Texas? That's a great question. Another part of this podcast this week is it's just Dakota and I. You might be wondering why that is, too.
Well, we'll probably have bits and pieces of Nico and Zach.
Yeah, I think they'll make it in. But for right now, Dakota and I are road tripping from the compound in Arizona to Chicago. We'd had enough of the heat. It was 105 average for the last week.
At least. It might have been 110.
So we decided, you know what? We're going to head north. I'm going to Chicago. Dakota's going back home to Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. Home is where the heart is.
Shout out. And so we're going to document the journey. It's going to be 3 days.
Yeah. The last one will be a really easy one.
Yeah, this was day one. Uh-huh. So we went 10, all the way.
12 hours of travel?
Yeah. We were in the car for a long time. All the way to Amarillo.
It started out tough, too, because we went to Starbucks to start. A little 20, 30-minute wait there. Then we get on the highway. And what do you know? There's an accident. There's a 45-minute delay.
And the Google Maps said 20, and it lied. And it was a 45-minute delay.
That was a farce, because it was not 20.
That was a tough way to start the journey.
I think the best part of the journey was when you made the first video and said we were going to Chicago, and people all freaked out like that meant baseball was coming back. Little do you know.
We should address that. We should address the fact that in no way does this journey mean that we know anything more than anybody else does about the return of baseball.
Well, might know a little more.
Well, maybe some more details, but no dates. Nobody has dates.
True. We do not have that.
No. So
I don't think anyone has that. I don't think Rob Manfred has dates.
Nobody has dates. So that was fun. You know, that first video, some articles were stirring.
Instantly, Zach sent us an article from Bleacher Nation that said, Ian Happ and the Compound Boys are heading to Chicago. We're sorry to mislead everybody, but it was literally just us wanting to get back home because we had been in Arizona for 4 months, 3.5 months.
Yeah, from
since the beginning of February.
February.
March, April, May.
That's four plus. Yeah, so we're ready to get back to the north.
It's not as hot there. It's humid, but it's not as hot. It's
summer there, too. It's not.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The desert.
Best place on earth.
So as the trip went on, I had to pee pretty quick. That was a tough one, too.
It was an hour in.
I had a coffee.
We're literally leaving the compound, and you say, did you pee just so we don't have to stop? And I was like, sure, I'll pee, Mom. So I peed. And then what do you know? You have a coffee and have to pee an hour in, and that's our first stop right away.
I had a small coffee from Starbucks, which Dakota
Stop.
He keeps telling me it's a tall, but I refuse.
You call it a small, a medium, and a large, like you're some Neanderthal. Like, it's tall, grande, venti. You know. That's why it bothered me, because I know you know what they're called.
I refuse to go on their scale. It's just a small, medium, large.
It's just a respect thing to Starbucks.
And so that was tough that I had to stop the trip pretty quick to use the restroom. Then we made a pretty good haul from there. I think the next time we stopped was like for lunch.
3 hours later. Yeah. It's when we stopped at Applebee's somewhere in New Mexico.
The amount of restaurant choices in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico, non-existent. And Dakota's mad at me because as a pescatarian, it's not easy.
You can't even have Chick-fil-A. Like, that's an easy, like, scoop it and go. But no, you have me looking up Panera Breads and Chipotle's, and the closest one of those two was 98 miles away from when you had me look it up. So I was like, well, looks like we're going to have to order somewhere to go because we can't go anywhere.
So it came to Applebee's, which was great. We enjoyed it.
This was a good sandwich I had.
Big morale boost.
It was a big morale boost because I was starving. I hadn't eaten yet until we ate that.
No, I hadn't either. And then from there, pretty long haul. I don't know when the next time we stopped was. Maybe for
gas. That's when I took back over and drove for 4 hours.
Yep. And then we stopped for gas.
We didn't even, no, it's when we stopped to... We stopped at the gas station. Well, we stopped at the gas station, but okay, we didn't stop for gas. We stopped at that Love's because you said it's where truckers go and it's what truckers trust. So we stopped there and then we had an hour left.
A lot of respect for the truckers after today too, because couldn't imagine doing that over and over.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
And anything you'd like to comment about New Mexico? I thought it was a pretty beautiful state. A lot of land out there. A lot of land not being used.
New Mexico has so much wasted space. It's unbelievable. It's just desert everywhere. There's nothing.
It was more green than I expected.
It was for like a couple miles, and then it went right back to nothing but bushes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? But I will say what was nice is that once we got past Flagstaff, on our maps, it was 591 miles straight across to Amarillo.
On the same road.
So we did the exact same road.
Didn't have to do much navigating.
Cruise control was on for a long time.
The cruise control was huge, too. The passenger was really just in charge of music. There was no navigating.
The only bad part, the only thing I think that bothered me the whole trip was there was no internet connection at all.
No, I was trying to make a few phone calls. I was dropping calls left and right.
You dropped one call. You literally called them, dropped it in 10 seconds, called back, said, sorry, lost you. 10 seconds later, lost them again. I was like, this isn't good.
I had to reschedule the call for when we had service. That was tough.
Which you somehow found that perfect
Like block a 30-minute window.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing for me. A lot of great rock formations in New Mexico, too.
Cool like scenery. Yeah, I'll give them that.
So you say nice things about New Mexico.
I'll give them that. I'll say a nice thing
about and them. When we crossed into Texas, I felt like I was home. Stop. You know, being a Texan now, you're a transplant Texan. I claim it as
well. You are not a Texan. The only thing I noticed about Texas was the 10 million windmills out there, whatever you call them, wind turbines.
It was a wind farm.
It was literally a wind farm.
Yeah. Somebody has a very nice wind farm.
Somebody goes to parties. You made this joke earlier, Ian. You said somebody goes to parties and someone says, what do you do? And you say, oh, I own a wind farm.
Yeah, I'm a wind farmer.
And like, what is that?
It was a lot. And the price of gas in Texas is great, too.
It's just,
you guys can tell how thrilling this trip was by the way we're describing wind farms and gas prices. I mean, that's where we're at.
I will say, it wasn't a bad first day. Day two could go downhill quick.
That's what I'm scared of. I'm scared that we had the excitement of getting on the road and we kind of crushed day one. And then day two, the 11 hours is going to be a little bit of a slog. I think once we get to hour three tomorrow.
I think I'm going to need a lot more coffee tomorrow. I only had one today. I'm going to need at least a two stopper, maybe a third.
Yeah. But depends how I'm feeling. But I don't want to have to pee.
Just grow up. Find a bottle. We'll get a bucket. We'll stop at like a Lowe's and get a bucket.
All right. That would be good. Yeah, just a bucket in the car. Everything will be fine.
The biggest misstep you had all day was spelling moral instead of morale in your tweet, which you just got crucified for.
Oh, that was tough.
I can't believe you thought that's how you spelled morale.
I went
to college.
I knew how to spell morale. I think I don't know. I felt bad about it because like – I wanted to delete I was so embarrassed I wanted to delete the tweet, but I couldn't because we had already made the internet excited about baseball. We were articles were being written, and here I am with a misspelling.
Can you edit tweets?
What word were you looking for there?
I definitely didn't find the right word. Right past it and just kept going. All right. It's a little host trick for you. I'm teaching you as we go on this podcast.
You can't edit tweets, but you can edit Instagrams.
Which makes no sense.
No sense. I wish, well.
Because you could just throw an E in there and be like, what are you talking about? Like, it said morale the whole time.
I wish you could edit tweets because I actually.
But the thing is, though, if you edit it, you might have got crucified even more because the people will be like, oh, I screenshotted it. Here's moral.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like, wow, this guy stinks.
I've put tweets out like three times before, like the same tweet because I could put it out, hated it because of misspelling or something, or I didn't tag the right, and then delete. And then I've actually had someone call me out for that, like fourth time.
I was going to say, stop.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That is tough. if someone caught you. But the thing is, you could go right back at them and be like, how quickly are you refreshing your Twitter?
Yeah. But you can't be mad at someone for following you that closely.
And they got
also,
you.
Because then that means they're a great follower. Dang. Like if I have a follower that in 5 seconds knows that I tweeted, I love them.
Or
because they care.
They could have like your tweet notifications on. So whenever you tweet, so it popped up 4 straight times. They're like, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, they're like, this guy's a psycho. Yeah. That's a pretty good recap of day one.
Day one wasn't too bad.
Hopefully day two, our morale will be just as high at the end of the night as it was today.
Yeah, we'll hopefully have a little different scenery this time. Not that New Mexico wasn't beautiful, but a lot different areas to go through now.
Middle of the country. We're in the Southwest today. We're headed to the middle of the country tomorrow. Through Oklahoma City, maybe Kansas City. We're not sure the exact path. And then we'll end up in St. Louis suburbs tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait. Never been to St. Louis.
We'll see you on the way by.
Yes, we will. We'll wave at Busch Stadium.
That's day one. Coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas. 2 of the trip. We are in the suburbs of St. Louis, just outside the city. We're going to go through and recap the trip today. The second day, it wasn't bad, but it was a slog compared to day. Like, there was excitement day one. Day two, not a lot of excitement. I think that when we knew there was kind of the excitement to run out was when we didn't talk to each other for 2 hours in the car.
It was a solid 2 hours of complete silence where we weren't mad at each other or anything. We just had no interest in even moving our mouths because we just had nothing left.
I think we were both thinking, hey, haven't talked for a couple hours.
What's up? How you doing over there?
But there was no word spoken.
We didn't speak until my back injuries started to appear.
And I took a picture.
And I thought, I'm convinced I have nerve damage in my low back because it hurt.
There's a lot you can do in the passenger seat to get comfortable or at least change the position. In the driver's seat, you're stuck.
In the passenger seat, you can like pull your knees up and like kind of get a little stretch in there, go a little one leg over the other. But in the driver's seat, I can put it on cruise, but there's only so many ways I can sit and I can't straighten my legs. You don't know that pain. You're not height, but I can't straighten my legs until we stop. So I don't straighten my legs completely for 4 hours sometimes.
And we started in Amarillo. Well, this morning, tough night last night because the beds weren't great in the hotel. Air wasn't up to Dakota's quality.
Okay, first of all, the air, it wasn't like hot. First of all, I like to sleep in an igloo. If I can freeze, I like to wake up a little hoarse throat, maybe a little cough in the morning. That means it was a good night's sleep because I don't want to get out of the bed because I'm afraid of frostbite. That's how cold I wanted to sleep. Yeah. And the pillows was sleeping on a sheet of rock.
Yeah. The pillows did not make the sleep easy. So we both didn't really sleep that well. But we got up, we got Torchy's Tacos, which was Dakota's first Torchy's experience, which for people in Iowa is much like
Fuzzies.
It's breakfast tacos. Got a nice coffee shop we stumbled upon. Which I was happy about.
Yeah, you and your coffee is upsetting because, wow, this is a really nice coffee shop. I need the fancy stuff. Starbucks isn't going to do it. Like, it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Hot coffee is different, but the cold brew, I like Starbucks cold brew better than any other cold brew.
Probably because you like sugar.
Well, no, they don't put sugar in it.
Oh, I'm sure they don't.
No, they don't.
And then what was our next stop? We kind of just drove through Texas until we hit Oklahoma. Oklahoma was fine.
I was upset to not see a Buc-ee's in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to state that. Buc-ee's, I'm a huge fan. Love it.
Tell people what Buc-ee's is?
It's just a gigantic gas station / convenience store / mini. It's like a mini like Walmart almost. Like they have like clothes and stuff in there. But it's fantastic.
They're big.
It's like 100. Like a Costco. They have like 100 gas pumps. It's the Costco of gas stations. Yes.
That's a great way to put it.
Great way to put that.
And so we made it through Oklahoma. Oklahoma was no issues in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma was tough because when we first got into Oklahoma, it was like 60 on the highway. And I was just like, I'm not doing this.
And we went past Oklahoma City where we both played.
Love it.
Good to see the city.
That's where my Thunder play.
Yeah. It's beautiful to see from afar.
Saw Russ there. He's coming back. Heard it here first.
Breaking news.
Russell Westbrook coming back to the Thunder.
And the tough part for us was when we got to Missouri. Missouri, as far as ranking the states that we've been through so far, from a scenery standpoint, from the stops at the gas stations, Missouri was not the best.
I don't even know what to say about Missouri.
We stopped at one gas station in Missouri that I don't know what was going on there. The bathroom, that was the worst bathroom we've seen by far.
Gas station bathrooms are just the grossest thing in the world to me. I hate going in them even just to pee. Like, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. It's disgusting.
We were at a point in the trip where there was no other option.
No.
Well, there was no good place to stop and, like, go in a restaurant bathroom. It was like we had to get off. I made the call because I thought that was the last town before St. Louis.
No, before.
Before, like, a long stretch to St. Louis. Yeah. And so that's where we ended up stopping. That was a tough stop. We really spent the whole trip looking for the Ozarks. Thought every puddle was the Ozarks.
Every time we'd see a pond, we would just say, oh, there's the Ozarks.
It wasn't that far from us. I wish we could have seen it, especially after the show Ozarks came out. Lake of the Ozarks seems like a very massive place. And you felt like it was right past the horizon for the entire state of Missouri.
Yeah, I felt like at some point we were going to run into it, but we never did. And I'm kind of sad about that.
Or did we run into it 50 different times? So a lot of puddles out there.
We very easily could have.
A lot of ponds, a lot of puddles.
Very real possibility of that.
Any other special events on the day?
It seemed quick. Today's drive seemed a lot quicker than yesterday's, but at the same time, it was a lot more painful. My body took a lot more of a toll today.
I'm excited for, like, waking up tomorrow knowing we only have 5 hours or 4.5.
Well, you only have 4.5. I got two and a half more to Grand Rapids.
But that's going to be...
Don't forget, fans, the season is not starting just because we're going to Chicago.
Yep. Besides the terrible gas station in Missouri was the rest stop in the middle of the highway in Missouri. So I usually have seen rest stops. There's one on each side of the road.
Uh-huh.
This one was in the middle of the road.
I have a hard time believing that that's not common, though. I feel like you've never seen that, but I feel like that's got to be in a lot of places.
I've never seen it, and...
I've never seen it either, but I feel like there's got to be a couple.
As we were walking into the bathroom, the... Family just got done with a picnic. Also, a guy came out of the bathroom. He picked up his cigarette from the ledge next to the door.
It was like on the ground. It was basically the ground.
He picked it up and just started smoking it. Just started ripping the heater again. I was like, that dude is conserving six. That guy cares about a six.
But what I don't get is if you got to pee that bad, you had to pee that bad when you started the cigarette. And if you didn't need to pee that bad, you could have finished a cigarette and then went into the bathroom.
He seemed like he had options. The one that he chose?
Not the most logical.
No. Also, that bathroom had awful hand dryer sink situation.
And air dryers, I'm sorry to whoever created them, but they're just worthless. I get maybe half the water off my hands and the rest is on my shirt and pants. Like, I just literally go, you know what? I'm done with this shit. And I just wipe it all over my shirt. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here for 20 minutes drying my hands.
I'm all for saving the trees, but I would love for someone to invent a hand dryer that actually gets your hands dry.
There's no such thing. I mean, there is, but I'm sure eventually they would, but you'd have to hold it there. I'm like, I don't want to stand here and put my hands under here for 5 minutes drying them.
You need an industrial style, like, leaf blower.
Do you think that I'm in the mood after driving... I think we were at like 8 hours at that point. After driving for 8 hours and I'm in the mood to sit there and dry my hands.
And when you're in a nasty bathroom like that, you just want to get out.
We had some tough bathrooms, but we hit
one bathroom. This is actually just a podcast about bathrooms. We've changed the topic.
Yep.
But we hit one.
It was a rest stop. It was brand new.
It had just been opened, I think, today. The sign said yesterday.
It was yesterday because we looked it up on the maps and it used to be like 2 miles sooner.
And then we were like,
oh, it's not here. This could be trouble. But then we saw it and we're like, ooh, nice.
And that was a very nice place to use the restroom.
It was a very good place.
Well, that's
all
it.
All in all, day two wasn't bad.
Day two wasn't bad.
And we're through 21 hours of the drive.
Of 26.
And honestly, it doesn't even feel like we're through that much. Which is a good thing.
Which is a good thing. Excited for getting back to Chicago tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll have a day three recap.
With Nico and Zach.
And yeah, talk to Nico and Zach about what the hell they've been doing since we've been gone. Probably just crying.
Honestly, their first weekend without us, I have a hard time believing that they had any fun.
No fun.
Zach has called us no less than 5 times.
Yeah. We did talk to Nico on the phone as well.
Zach put on a brave face when we left. But I could tell he was hurting on the inside.
Yeah.
He's like, wow.
And you can tell by the text messages.
Yeah.
And
he's checking in on us constantly. Yeah. He's sending us Harry Potter gifts, which he knows we love and he hates. So he's sending them to be like, hey guys, like
this I really is me
saying
you.
I miss you.
Yep.
So that's special for them.
So we'll talk about that, tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll have a day 3 recap, once I get back home and Ian's back home.
Yep. That's day 2. Coming to you live from
the
suburbs of
the Spring Hills.
Spring Hill Suites in the suburbs. By Marriott.
Powered by Marriott.
Spring Hill Suites by Marriott.
In the suburbs of St. Louis.
No free ads in the suburbs of St. Louis.
Heard of your first.
That's day 2. It's day 3 of the road trip episode. We got all the boys together now. Dakota and I have made it. I am in Chicago. Dakota made it back to Grand Rapids. Dakota, how was the last 2.5 hours of your drive after I dropped you off?
I'm going to be honest with you. The last 2.5 were 10 times harder than the first 5 today.
Was the last 2.5 harder than the first 26?
I don't know if it was worse than the first 26. First 26 were very tough.
Especially since you had to drive the whole way.
Ian lost his license. He left it in Arizona, so we had to have me drive the whole time.
Right.
I did close to half. I think Dakota did more than half, though. I'll give
you that. Ian, I love you, but it was a majority Dakota. I'm going to give 16 to myself, 10 to you, and how they felt.
Yeah, Nico, can you be honest? How sad was Zach without us?
Let's see. Zach, you know how he loves the rug in that room that goes towards the back door?
Yeah.
I think that's maybe where he last saw you guys, because he's kind of just been lying there, kind of staring at the ceiling or the windows or whatever's near to him.
He can't even move without us to come.
Can I,
he can't even get up.
Yep. You know how planking was a trend? Do you remember that back in the day when planking was a thing? It looks like Zach has been just doing that in that room on the floor for about 2 straight days.
I'd like to interject. And we need to talk about how you and me were upset that Nico and Zach didn't dap us up before we left and give us a hug after living together for 3 months.
You guys, all right. I'm so happy, so happy you brought this up, because we were sitting at the table and you guys were walking backwards waving.
You sat at the table. What was I supposed to do? Come and bring you up out of a chair and kiss you?
What are we supposed to do? Hug a sitting down person? Is that not even physically possible?
You know, you would have taken a few steps. I would have got up, dapped you up, hugged it out.
90%, 10%.
Yeah.
Listen,
We came 90.
That's, hey, I think we came 90. You guys didn't come the last 10.
That's not
true.
I thought you wanted 10 and wanted 90. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
But I also thought that it was weird.
I don't know how we can, like, expect. We can be expected to ask you guys to get out of the chairs. I just don't. Dakota.
Hey, I was not leaving. Nico didn't leave.
I didn't know what to do. I felt slighted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Ian stood there with his feet cemented in the hardwood floor with his hand up. All right. See you later.
Dakota and I had a nice dap and hug today when we left. That's for sure.
We did. It was special.
Part of it might be is that we were constantly together for 2.5 months. So we never had to deal with greeting or departing from each other. And I think there was a moment of uncertainty in, like, what that part of our relationships looks like, because it's a kind of an uncharted territory.
Definitely uncertainty. Or, and we didn't know when we were going to see each other again.
Or what if I was happy?
Well, that's just not true. You were sad. You were a sad person.
What if I was happy?
It's not real.
It's not even funny. You joke about being happy that you left.
Why? I'm not joking.
Oh, that's not joking. Ian, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
could you tell me who was the one person that we talked to every single day on the phone? Of our 3-day trip.
Zach called us. He texted us. He was sending us Harry Potter gifts. That's how much he missed us. I mean, there's no debate that Zach was so sad that we left.
Because I was trying to get news on the PA.
Yeah, I'm sure. Trying to be a big tough guy, not admitting it on the pod, but he's sad. He's crying on the inside.
Oh, man.
Dakota, you know what I'm a little bit upset about is as soon as we left, the tennis game picked back up with these two.
Yeah, we played a lot yesterday too.
Dakota,
I'm not too upset about it just because I kind of lost the love for the game towards the end when I played as bad as I did. I had no interest in getting back out there after my poor performance on whatever it was, Friday, whatever.
Only time Ian played is when he got his new racket.
Yeah, I couldn't lose. I was unbeatable.
That's not true. I won 5 games in a row. I don't want to hear it. 7 games in a row. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever lost with the racket. Yeah.
I will say it's gone down to 92 today, and that makes a big difference for tennis.
We felt a temperature under 80 degrees for the first time in a long time today. It was 70, 75 in Chicago.
Humidity.
Yeah, that was humidity. Though. That's a real thing. We didn't know it existed until today. I guess last thing I got is, are you guys excited to depart the compound?
Yes and no. I feel like when we leave, a lot of us are still going to be here. Whoever comes in here next is going to get haunted.
That's a great point. You leave part of your soul in the compound if you stay there that long.
I mean, once you're here, you're here for good. So, Teresa, if you're listening, you know, if you hear some voices or lights go on and off, it's just us.
Yeah, just us hanging out.
Yeah,
part of our soul that we had to leave behind.
Yeah,
would actually be a great Harry Potter reference if you actually know anything about Harry Potter. Unfortunately, we lost Dakota, but Dakota and I had a great road trip. It was definitely not as hard as I thought it would be. And I think that you guys are going to feel this when you get home. But being back in Chicago, I'm like, all right, when's the next game? When's baseball? It's got to be soon, right? Because I am missing it.
It's going to be weird when I go home just going to New York where everything's still up in the air. It's going to be weird because the whole time we were here, we were expected to have like an early June date to play. And that kind of got taken away from us.
Arizona for me is always like the place to get ready to play baseball.
Right. And then you go. Yeah.
So like leaving there, it feels like I should be now playing. I think none of us have had a summer where we weren't playing baseball or like weren't playing baseball in June or July. Right. Since we were eight years old. So it feels like it's about that time.
Yeah, we said that today in the card, Ian. We said it was like 17 years since the last time we hadn't had baseball on 4th of July.
Yeah, that's how it was with like playing on my birthday too. It's usually right around Memorial Day. And the last 2 years, I wasn't able to play on my birthday. And it was just really weird.
Oh, yeah. Dakota, I think last thing. This is actually the last thing. We have to ask Zach if he can conceptualize what a wind farm is and how wind creates energy in a wind farm.
Ian, I'm going to be honest with you. All I heard when you said that last thing, this is actually the last thing, is, hey, Joe, one more thing, Joe.
What?
Zach, sorry, it was the UFC fight thing. Inside joke, you wouldn't understand. You didn't grind it out for 26 hours like me and Ian. Zach, I'd like you to try to tell us what you think a wind farm is.
Talk to my agent.
No comment?
No.
Zach, a wind farm is in the Midwest or West Texas. It's those massive propellers.
We got a bunch of them in California.
Yeah, I know what they are.
We didn't ask Nico because we knew Nico would know, and we knew Zach wouldn't.
No, that's not true. They have them where we used to ski. In Jiminy Peak in Massachusetts, they have them all up and down that place. So
I know they're pretty free. Yeah, I've been there.
But Zach, when you think about the fact that wind can blow some sort of propeller, and then how does it turn into energy, Zach?
I mean, I don't know how it turns into energy, but that does make sense to me because something's moving, something's churning that leads into another thing and then leads into a light bulb turning on.
Boom.
Makes more sense than Bluetooth?
I mean, how are we talking right now?
I had a great time looking at all the wind farms on our drive. That was one of my – looking for the Ozarks and seeing wind farms were my two great joys.
Wait, turbines can be dangerous for for wildlife, especially bird wildlife. So just a heads up on that for if you're going to go buy some.
It sounds like they would be dangerous for maybe airplanes, maybe helicopters, maybe birds.
Even though Nico was making not fun, but making jokes of the poor birds that flew into our windows here, Nico loves the birds.
Nico, he didn't make fun of it. He took care of it. He nursed that bird back to health.
Yeah, the one that he left lay there for a week after he watched it crash.
I'm going to be honest with you. If Ian didn't pick that thing up with a shovel, I'm sorry, but it was staying there for the rest of eternity. I was never touching it. Never.
No. Natural selection. That thing would have been toast.
Hey, you don't like it? Don't fly into our window.
Sorry. Wait, Ian.
Yeah.
Were the Harry Potter gifts or the wind farms better?
What was better, the Harry Potter gifts or the wind farms? Great question. The Harry Potter gifts were a late, I guess it was middle of day two or?
I don't remember. No, well, the first one when I sent it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. The first one was on Twitter. The Harry Potter gifts were wonderful. They actually, I barely laughed out loud to every single one of them. So
I think the best part is that you can't really get Ian to respond to a text most of the time anyway. And when he's responding, haha, or liking or whatever, you know you got him.
I think that was true in the past, Zach. I think he's taken a big step since we lived with him, and he's going to talk to us a lot more now. We've grown that bond for life.
I mean, he's 0 for 1 on FaceTimes.
No, 1 for 2, 1 for 2.
1 for 2. I called back. Also, because Dakota and I dapped up and hugged, we'll probably be talking to each other more frequently than two people that wouldn't even get up out of their chairs.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. He's got a good point.
We tried. But you guys were out of the door when we got up out of the chairs.
Jack, stop. I won't listen to you sit here and try to negotiate it. Like, you're wrong. You didn't get up. You stayed in your seat. I got nothing for you.
There was no effort. It was like zero effort.
Right there.
What did you want me to do? Come and make you, like, lift you out of the chair and, like, kiss you on the cheek and be like, goodbye, my son.
No. Dakota, your arms out. You could have moved a little bit closer, 50-50.
When, Zach, when have we ever said goodbye and not dapped up? It was the Ian. You were nervous to do it to Ian, weren't you? Were you nervous?
If I don't
Ian
think we've ever dapped Ian, up.
You Dakota. Would, if Ian wouldn't have kept you in for Dakota, a hug.
Whenever we leave anywhere, we're happy to get away from each other, so I don't think we've ever dapped up or hugged.
Well, that sounds like a one-sided statement because I'm never happy to leave you, Zach.
Dakota, he wanted Papa Bear to get his paws on him.
Did you need Papa Bear to get his paws around you?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So all the times you do that, you just decided this one wasn't enough to hug. I get it.
All the times I do what? Put Papa Bear's paws around you?
Yeah. Anytime you rub my head, anytime you do anything.
When have I ever done that? Uh-huh. Erroneous statements. Erroneous.
Maybe next time we see each other, we'll have a nice hug.
It doesn't seem likely at this point. It seems like Nico and Zach hate us, if I had to say.
Breaking news. Nico and Zach hate us.
Care to comment, Nico?
Talk to my agent.
Confirmed, Nico and Zach hate us.
That's episode 14
yep.
of the Compound Podcast.
Was probably it 14?
Probably 14, maybe 14.
Coming to you live from The Compound, Chicago, and Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The Compound. It pulls a plow.